You are now listening to the Heroes for Sale podcast. Whether you are a new collector or a seasoned pro, on a daily basis, I cover topics to help you grow your hobby knowledge and strategies to make you money in the market. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the show. My name is Adam. I am your host. So it is Monday after a jam-packed week of football. And unfortunately, we have maybe one of the biggest injuries, I think, from a card standpoint of the year coming out of the NFL. We have Joe Burrow. So I am recording this on Sunday night, so I'm not 100% sure if they've announced what the injury is going to be. So I'm not going to sit here and say that I know he's going to be out for the rest of the season. He did tweet that he's going to be out, so I would think that he probably knows that it's probably a season ender. But either way, I mean, this is kind of when you're buying football players, this is kind of the reality that I think happens for most players, because I think throughout a career, I feel like there aren't many quarterbacks that ever go through a whole career without any major injuries like this. And for Joe Burrow, it's obviously unfortunate that it's happening in his rookie season. The Bengals aren't good, so it's not like he is missing out. It's not like the Carson Wentz injury when he was an MVP candidate and they were favorites to go to the Super Bowl, and they ended up winning the Super Bowl that year with Nick Foles. But this injury isn't that. And I don't know, ever since then, I think that's one thing maybe to be a little bit nervous about is after that injury, Carson Wentz never really came back. And I think he's still, I don't know. I mean, Carson Wentz is kind of a crazy, weird story that I don't know. I don't know if he will. I don't know if he'll ever be as good as he was. You know, I think that he could be, like, but I just think that with Philadelphia, the team, and I think this is also something to look at. If I'm a person who's looking at players, looking to players to buy, looking at teams, I think the fact that Philadelphia won the Super Bowl without Carson Wentz is like a pretty big deal. Like, I think for most players, if you are, let's just say you're some sort of player who's been in the league for 5, 6 years, 7 years maybe, you probably are looking at your career saying at that time, and this was 3 years ago, I think. So last year, the Chiefs, and then the Patriots a year before that, and then I forget. I think there was maybe one other Super Bowl, and then the Eagles-Patriots Super Bowl, I think. I don't remember exactly. So it's either 3 or 4 years. But I think you look at that team and you say, well, look at all the players that have been in the league for 5, 6, 7 years. If you're in the NFL for that long, the championship is what you're playing for. So most players, they're not getting more than one. Like, the majority of NFL players that have championships have a championship. They don't have multiple championships. Obviously, you look at players like Brady. I'm off the top of my head, I can't think of any other specific players that have more. But, like, you know, I think the point that I'm trying to make is that I think a lot of those players probably on that team were like, I'm good. Like, I'll be on the team, but I'm not maybe going to try as hard. And I don't know if that's a fact or not, but I just think that if you look at the, like, players that have been in the league, if they've already beaten out what the average time that someone is in the league for, then I think you look at that type of player and you say, well, they may not even really want to play. So I don't know. Maybe it's Wentz. I don't know. I don't know what Wentz can do. Maybe he comes back. Maybe he doesn't. I mean, Goff this year has been playing pretty well. So, like, from that same draft, it's very interesting that, like, Goff and Wentz are kind of, I think, from the 2015 draft. So I think at this point, like, I don't know where Wentz, like, Wentz has to win a championship really to kind of solidify his career, because he already was an MVP candidate, and they literally won the championship without him on the team. So, like, it is definitely, I don't know, maybe it's a move that he has to do. Maybe he has to change teams. Like, if I'm the Eagles and this upcoming draft, like, if you talk to the Jets and you say, well, I'll trade you the number one pick for Carson Wentz, I think Carson Wentz has to sign a long-term deal for that pick to go through. But if I'm the Jets, I may look at that and say, well, is Trevor Lawrence going to be as good? Or whoever gets the first pick. I'm just assuming it's the Jets because they're like 0-9, I think, at this point. I forget If they won or lost, they might even be on a bye. I don't remember off the top of my head. I think they played the Chargers. They played the Chargers, and I think I'm recording this. I don't think they've played yet also. But so I think if I'm the Eagles, I'm probably trying to trade Wentz for like a high first rounder to try and draft one of these quarterbacks, because like at this point, I don't know if I were, which, well, actually maybe not. Maybe they don't even have to draft a quarterback because they did draft Jalen Hurts, which if I'm Carson Wentz, I'm looking at that. I'm like, just get me out of here. Like, just figure out a way to get, because there's no way, if he keeps playing this poorly, there's no way that they're going to keep him around. And then that gives him less stability. So if he can figure out a way to sign somewhere else and maybe just start something new, like maybe it's just not the right system for him. Like, that could be the case. And I think that's a situation with quarterbacks that you kind of run into at sometimes, where a quarterback is phenomenal in college, they come into the pros, and the system and the game isn't exactly the same that they played it, and someone like that quarterback may not be able to adjust. And it honestly is like, they probably, like, they chose where to go for college. Like, they went to high school, and they were probably, if you're that type of player in high school, they were one of the best players in high school, maybe one of the best players in the state. And then they go to college where they want to go to college, and the coordinators or the head coaches probably cater the offense around them. And then they go to the NFL where there's a team built here not for you. Like, the team is already built. You're coming in, and you have to adjust, and maybe they can't do that. So maybe that's what happened with Wentz. But back to kind of the Burrow situation here. So it's obviously unfortunate that Burrow gets injured at this point in the season, because I think, like, week 11, like, I think he... We're all, like, it's the same thing with Carson Wentz. Like, I think Carson Wentz was out for a majority, because Carson Wentz got injured, and I know I'm keep bringing it back there, but Carson Wentz got injured, like, week 16 or 17 or 14, I forget what, it was at the end of the season last year, so then he missed a lot of the beginning of the next season because of the injury. So I'm hoping that maybe Burrow looks at it, and I'm hoping that maybe he doesn't miss as much time. Like, I think there's no way he's playing in the preseason next year, for sure. There's no way he's going to. He may miss the first few weeks. I'd say a week 4 or 5 comeback for Joe Burrow is fairly realistic. And I will get into how this does affect cards in 1 second, but I want to debut. So this is going to be actually the first time we're debuting the segment Buy or Sell. So let's get into that segment right now. And then after the segment, we'll go back into cards and we will talk about how this could affect cards. So this is the debut segment of Buy or Sell, where I am hoping I'm going to get suggestions from people on Instagram. I'm going to put it out, and then I'm going to choose which players I want to talk about. So I think it was last week I put out basically that we were debuting this segment. And for the debut segment, I'm going to talk about a player who is near and dear to my heart. That is Jason Tatum. As you probably have heard, he just signed a monster contract with the Celtics. Him and Jaylen Brown are going to be the cornerstones of that organization. And when it comes to whether you are buying, whether you choose to buy or sell a player, I think there's a couple different options that you have that I think are realistic to buy someone who maybe everybody either knows about or no one knows about. So here's basically two options, or two ways that I would be buying a player that is in the NBA, is in MLB, and any sport, essentially. So I think maybe along the way you may see these themes, but here is basically what we're going to do for Jason Tatum. So Jason Tatum, if you couldn't tell by the tonality of how I've been talking about him, he's a buy. And I'm not going to be talking much about prices. I'm going to be talking more just generally about the players, because once you kind of get into prices, I'm not going to be comparing players to prices. But I think when you are looking into buy a player, like I said, I think there are two avenues that I would say are probably the two avenues that I would go down if I were to look into buying. It would either be a player like Jason Tatum, who is sort of in the, I'd say he's in the top 20 in the league. Actually, so maybe there's three. Well, yeah, there's three. So the first would be the Jason Tatum type player, where he's top 20 in the league, but he looks like he has a solid future ahead of him. He obviously just signed this max contract, so that's going to be really good for him. The other one, which is sort of obvious, would be just top 10 players in the league. I think that's a pretty obvious one. And then the other one is I'm not going young players that are already have a high value on them, because that just doesn't make sense to me. Like, if I'm going to be spending, if I were to be spending the amount that Jason Tatum were to cost on someone else, there's no point. You should just go with someone who's much safer. And Tatum, being in such a huge market, is extremely good for his cards, and I think it's good for him long-term. Being in Boston, Boston fans are just like, and I, maybe this is coming from somebody who is a Boston fan, so maybe I'm a little bit biased, but it's, you know, the Celtics basketball, it has more of an aura to it. Like, it has more of like a, and I know that it's actually interesting that I think there was on someone on Boston radio a month ago was talking about, should the Celtics even be considered one of the top five franchises kind of in the league nowadays, because they basically, they haven't really won anything other than 08 since 86, and there are tons of other teams that have won plenty more championships, and they've won plenty more than the Celtics have. But I think if you are looking at it from a standpoint, a fan base standpoint, you got to say probably Celtics and Lakers are probably the top two fan bases in the NBA. So I think looking at those two, looking at that factor, that's important if I'm buying Jason Tatum. And it would be important to me if I were to buy other players that are kind of this same ilk of Jason Tatum, where there may be top 20 players that have the opportunity to be a top five player in the league, maybe a top 10 player. And if you're looking at a player who's in the top 20 that ends his career in the top five or 10 players in the league and then is a, Hall of Famer, I think those are both very big deals. And I'm not saying right now, I think Jason Tatum right now is not a Hall of Famer. Like, if he never wins a championship in Boston, I think that he will be a player that is a top 10 player in the league. But if he wins a championship, he becomes into that top 10. I think long-term, Jason Tatum is going to be a buy for me, and that's going to be it for the segment. So let's get back into the episode. I hope you enjoyed the buy or sell segment. I'm probably going to try and make it a weekly thing. I'm not 100% sure exactly how it's going to go. But buy or sell, we did Jason Tatum this week first off, so pretty cool. So now we'll get into cards here. So the timing of the injury, I think, is important for Prism because, you know, I do think that if anyone is telling, make sure you're keeping an eye out for people who are telling you that you should be selling Burrow right now, because I don't necessarily think that, I don't know, it feels like that if someone's, it's just an incorrect take, but it's such an overtly incorrect take that, like, it almost feels like they're telling you to sell so that way you'll sell for cheaper and that they can buy. I'm not going to say anyone is doing that, but I will be keeping an eye out for people who are telling you to sell Joe Burrow now, because because it's a type of thing where if you're buying Joe Burrow, you're not buying him to sell this year. Like, the Bengals were terrible. Sure, maybe he wins Rookie of the Year, but, like, his career is going to have to, if you're buying him at the prices, which Prism isn't out, so we can't really base that off, but if you're buying, like, Mosaic, or if you bought any, like, Donruss, or you bought any of his, like, draft stuff, like, his prices are probably going to be affected, and they're going to be affected probably negatively, but if you're buying Burrow, he's still, like, in this upper echelon of quarterbacks in the league right now, or rookie quarterbacks, so. And same with his prices. Like, his prices are maybe the highest of any of the quarterbacks across the board. So you're not buying Burrow right now to flip at the end of the season. You kind of are hoping that Burrow is, like, becomes the next, like, Aaron Rodgers, or becomes the next, like, big quarterback in the league. Like, that's sort of where you are. That's where, at least, if I were buying, I'm not buying Burrow, but if I were to, that's where I would have to, that's my mindset would have to be. I would have to be 100% convinced that he is going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback, and he's going to win, like, a Super Bowl or two, which, I think is something that's up in the air. So that's why you have to be careful when you are buying some of these rookie quarterbacks. And I think that you never in the sports card industry, you never are rooting for injuries, but for this scenario, I think it's actually going to help Prism, because I think more people are going to be able to get it, and they're not going to have to pay out of the nose for this product. Prism is going to be, and it probably would have been, like one of the biggest releases of the whole entire year. And I still think it's going to be a very big release. I still think you still have tons of great rookies that are playing right now in the league, and it's still going to be in a super exciting product, which actually I've seen some videos and some people have actually opened the product already, unfortunately, because they pushed the release date back from November 18th to December 12th or December 2nd. I think No Huddle actually also got pushed back to November 27th or something. So all around that same time is when all of Prism is supposed to be coming out. So their distributors probably dropped off Prism at some Targets or some retail places. And that's what someone said. So I saw a TikTok that actually somebody said they just asked, if they had Prism in the back, and they did, and they bought it and they opened it. So I would imagine that you probably won't be seeing, I don't know, actually. I mean, we're still like two-ish weeks out from the actual release. So there's a chance that you may be able to buy some of this stuff on eBay. When I was looking, I didn't see it, but I've heard a few stories of people saying that they did get the product already and they've opened it. Like I saw Nikki Cards on Instagram posted a picture of a Herbert that someone opened. And then I also, someone, if you go to my TikTok where I talked about it, because I posted a TikTok about the Prism being released already, there was a video that somebody posted where they bought the product and they were opening it. And then there was another one where somebody told me that they know a distributor and the distributor already dropped it off at Target. So I think that if you're trying to find Prism, this may be an opportunity to find it. If you can get to the Target either the night before or the morning right when it opens, like there is a decent chance that if that's true, that most of the distributors have already dropped off their allocations at some of these Targets, there's a chance that you may be able to get it at Target. I'm not sure if I will be going to see if I can get it. I may or may not. I'm not 100% sure if I want to. I don't know if I want to waste my time, because I don't know what the chances are that the product's actually going to be there. So, but whatever. So, if Prism had already come out, you know, I think that this would have not really done too much to the Burrow prices, because it would have been actually. So the 18th was just this last week. So Prism was supposed to release just this last week, got pushed back. So I don't know. I think that this is going to mean that breaks hopefully are a little bit cheaper. Maybe you can find some product for a little bit cheaper, because Burrow, who would have been the most expensive rookie, now is going to be out. I don't necessarily think that it's going to have a huge, huge effect on the Burrow market, because like I said, if you're buying Burrow, you're not looking to flip him. Like this isn't like buying a Jalen Hurts or like a Jake Fromm or some of the backup quarterbacks, or Jordan Love, I think, is another example, but I think he's a little bit farther off. But it's not like you're buying a backup quarterback hoping that they get into the game. Like, you are buying the number one pick, who is the starter and is going to become the franchise of the Bengals. And maybe that's good, maybe it's not. And I think I must have talked about it on the podcast where I was comparing, like, what if Burrow just becomes Andy Dalton? Like, Andy Dalton had a good first 5 years of his career, and then the rest of his career led to them getting Burrow. Like, the last Andy Dalton was the quarterback of that team, I think, or maybe it was AJ McCarron. But one of the two of those players, like, they were the quarterbacks of those teams before they got Burrow. So I don't think it's going to be a huge, huge effect on the market. I think you may see Burrow prices not be as high on release day, because they do tend to drop most of the time. This is what I've seen from doing research on, like, big products and big players like this. Most of the time, the products and the prices of the big players, they are high at release day and then they drop, which is seems kind of almost counterintuitive because it almost seems like that it should be the opposite, where they should be low because everybody is opening the product and then putting them on eBay, and then they should continue to rise, but it's the complete opposite. Like, typically you'll see, like, actually I'll say this, you'll probably see the Burrow prices similar to what happened with Zion, where sure, Burrow may be the most expensive player coming out of Prism, but I don't think his cards aren't going to rise probably until there's some sort of announcement of when he's going to be able to make his return. If he's going to be ready for the offseason, or if he's going to be ready for week one of next year, that's going to be big for his cards. I would say right around week one of next year, you'll probably see a pretty decent spike in those prices. But if he goes on and he has kind of some bad games, maybe you'll see some decreases. But with Zion, what happened was, like, he was hurt, and then Prism came out, and his Prisms were only like $40. And this was also sort of, I mean, before the market kind of jumped up as well. So in actuality, I would say those $40 Zion Prism cards, realistically, those were probably, like, if that was now, if let's say everything was different and we were going into this year and Zion was a rookie this year and Prism was coming out, those Prism cards probably would have been in the 85 to 90 range. Just because that's what I think ends up happening with the products and with what happened just to the market in general this past year. So I think it's unfortunate, obviously, but I think it's good for anybody who liked Burrow, because now you have the potential opportunity to buy some of his cards. And also, this maybe is good for, maybe it's good for players that you like, that you want to come to the Bengals. If you like Burrow, maybe he gets another weapon, he gets another running back or wide receiver, or I don't know what their plan is here, but I think it's good for Burrow in that standpoint, where they're probably going to have a high pick. They're already pretty bad this year, but now they're going to be putting the backup in. So now I wouldn't be surprised if they just lose out on the rest of the season for the most part. And that's all I've got for today's episode. So I want to thank you all for listening. Thank you for subscribing and leaving reviews on Apple Music. Thank you for listening on Spotify. If you want to follow on all the social medias, that would be phenomenal as well. Thank you all. I will see you in the next episode.